I did a research on a little-known falcon called the Merlin in the upper Midwest, and I studied an expanding population of birds that seem to be moving into urban areas. And you don't tend to see raptors in the cities very often, but several different kinds of populations of raptors have been moving into the cities. Peregrine falcons, for example, will nest in very high buildings, which is pretty cool because you don't get to see a peregrine very often. And the Merlin is like a peregrine, only it's smaller, and not a lot of people have ever even heard of a Merlin, but the population was expanding in northern Wisconsin and Duluth, Minnesota. That's where most of my research was done. The population diminished in the early 70s, and then it sort of rebounded after they imposed bans on the pesticides, you know, in the crops. And the thought was that the Merlin population started to decline because of the pesticides. I don't think there was any study on Merlin populations as far as the bird eggs goes. Everybody's familiar with the eagle population, though, and they did look into eagles and they looked into peregrines, and they did see that that was happening with them. Then later on, the population started to rebound, and they did really well in the cities. We expected them to not do well because they're just the presence of humans. Some birds don't take well to the presence of humans, but what we're seeing now is that lots of bird populations are very adaptable to human presence, and there's two critical factors for bird populations. One is a food source, and the other is habitat. You know, and probably habitat decline is the primary thing that is getting our different bird species now. So there were plenty of house sparrows in the cities, and that was the perfect size and the perfect mainstay for the diet of the Merlin. So that was a great place for them to be, and there were lots of crow's nests, abandoned crow's nests, and that's where they would tend to be found. They didn't build their own nests. It's really hard to survey for that kind of bird, too, because they nest really close to large bodies of water, but they'll be in coniferous forests. That's where they tended to be historically, and so it's really hard to find them. They're small falcon. They're only active, as most birds are, you know, in the early morning hours and early into the evening. But because so many people are not familiar with that small bird, you wouldn't get like amateur birders saying, "Hey, I saw a Merlin," you know, out here in the middle of nowhere. And it, you know, it's a huge, huge area that you would have to go and survey to find them. So them moving into the cities was really convenient for me as a researcher because it was easy for me to access them. It was easy for me to watch them and assume that I wasn't interfering with the way they were acting because they were so used to people being around. So it was really an exciting place to be, and it worked out really well. But if you were to study them, their habitat ranges are so widespread that if you're in the woods, you would only be able to see them. And then they would be gone. So, I mean, what would you see? My study was purely an observational study and counting the birds and counting the fledglings, you know, and finding you know, figuring out their success rate. And they were extremely successful in the cities. In fact, over the 2.5-year period when I studied them, there were only 2 failed nests out of 18. So that's not a bad success rate.